From Los Angeles, California, this is Burncast, and I'm the bomb.
This piece is called Fire Spinner by Anton Vizward out of Telluride, Colorado.
By who? Anton Vidditsward.
Are you the artist?
No, he's the artist right there.
No! Do it naked, baby!
Ow! Hi there, everybody. This is a special edition of Burncast in that it's an incomplete interview with artist Anton Vidditsward, the creator of the Fire Spinner at Burning Man 2007. The reason it's complete, as you're about to hear, is because during the recording, Anton literally had to step away to put out a fire, or at least keep an eye on it. Though the interview is incomplete, I think as a recording, it's a pretty neat aural soundscape of the playa on Friday night before the burn. Let's listen. Are you Anton?
I'm Anton.
Anton, hi. I'm The Bomb. I do a podcast about the art, culture, and community of Burning Man. It's a non-commercial podcast. It's my gift to the community. I was wondering if you'd be up for an interview.
Sure.
Okay.
Do that. My name's Anton Vidditsward. I don't have a playa name.
Okay. And it's August 31st. It's 11 o'clock at night. And we're standing in front of your art installation.
I'm Anton Vidditsward, and the name of this piece is Fire Spinner.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about this project.
It's inspired by seeing the fire spinners here spinning poi.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a welder, and I wanted to build a big metal sculpture, and that was my original inspiration.
Are you a fire performer as well?
I'm not.
Okay. So how did you begin creating this? What was your process?
Well, actually, I created a piece before this where that was similar to this, which burned Christmas trees. And I knew I couldn't drag 30 trees out to the playa, so I had to change that and figure out what type of thing I could burn out here. And I figured there'd be lots of wood out here, so I made these baskets instead of the tree spinner.
Nice. And how many times have you been coming to Burning Man?
6 times now.
Okay. And what brings you back?
The people, the noise, the smells, the dust. All the artwork.
Where are you from?
Telluride, Colorado.
Is it a funded art project?
It is. There's a small arts council in Telluride that gave me a little bit of money to do this.
Did they know it was going to Burning Man?
They do.
Oh, okay. And then you didn't approach BreamWorks for a grant as well?
I just couldn't get my act together.
I feel bad. I don't know about you, but I'm not seeing that much fire on the playa this year.
No, I'm not. I see a lot of propane.
Yeah.
And then a lot of the flashy lights and not much. There's a few wood burning things here, but yeah, not as much as I think I've seen in the past.
Yeah. For a fire festival, it's weird.
Some of that I think has to do with the whole moop issue.
Oh, you think?
Well, you should see the cleanup on this takes about 2 hours every night.
Oh wow.
We have to sweep the playa and then collect all the ash and everything. You can see the footprints already starting to make.
How do you clean up a mess like this? I mean,
A broom.
A real broom.
And a shovel.
Wow. Tell me about your crew.
My brother's here. My roommate from college is here. And then I have a few friends from Telluride who showed up and been helping me.
Okay.
Hold on a second. I think they've lost something.
Okay. That was Anton Vidditsward, the creator of the Fire Spinner at Burning Man 2007.
This is hot.
Stick.
I got it.
Yeah. You have been listening to Burncast, a podcast spreading the flames about the art, culture, and community of Burning Man. For more information, visit www.burncast.tv. To contact us, call 775-363-5861 or send us an email at burncast@gmail.com. Lecter is on vacation this week, so the next couple of episodes of the audio podcast edition, including this one, will be available to download in iTunes when he returns. Thanks for listening.
There's a lot of things I should have done. I ran out of time. Thank you.